Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin, Pastor Vince, Resident Emily with us today, and a special guest, Pastor Jake. This is podcast number 55, where we will talk about balancing grace and truth as a group leader. So, Jake, if you will, for those who may not know you, if they're living under a rock, tell the people who you are and what do you do here?
Yeah, so I'm the campus pastor at the Pickerington campus, and I do what campus pastors do. So try to give encouragement, support to leaders like Vincent, Kevin, and Emily, who are doing an amazing job at what they do. So try to make sure everything's aligned at Pickerington. People are being cared for. We're honoring the Lord. We're blessing people. And so it shows up in a lot of different ways, but that's the spirit of it.
Great. Thank you. So balancing grace and truth. First off, tell us, what does that mean and why should we balance those things?
Yeah, good question. I think the heart of this comes from ultimately the heart of God and the character of God. So I think if we're thinking rightly about this idea of grace and truth, and really when we talk about this, I think we're talking about how we express this and the way that we engage people and the way we engage sin and the way we engage conversations. We have to back up and go, this is who God is. So God is a God who is both holy and he is merciful. Mm-hmm. And you could play out a lot of attributes like that, but the understanding of the character of God, I think, sets the table for how we then engage grace and truth. So even in John 1, Jesus came full of what? Full of grace and truth. And so we don't get to, as Christians, not be like God. Like, we get to go, how is God and how do I live like that? So that's really, I think, the foundation of the conversation is going, this is who God is. Therefore, how do I then bring that disposition, that character to the people and the things that are in front of me?
So, yeah. And each of us have a personality, a bias towards maybe one or the other. And so just for the people's viewpoint, what's your bias and how do you maybe overcome that or take that into consideration when you're having the conversations?
Yeah, I think this is a really, really important point. And like, literally every group leader listening right now, I hope you just heard even the question Kevin asked of everybody has a bias towards one of these. And it's so critical to know, am I naturally going to be over gracious or like overly truthful? Mm-hmm. And even knowing that will help you know how to pray or what to in the moment go, all right, Spirit of God, help me simmer down a bit. Or Spirit of God, help me have courage to say this. And so knowing that's incredibly important. You might think, if you're listening to this, that I'm biased towards the truth side, because even in preaching here, we're pretty straightforward, pretty direct in how that goes. But I'm naturally probably more gracious in some ways. On the Strength Finders assessment, if you guys have taken that before, it's like 35 options or something for strengths. My second one is harmony. So like I love when people are like, we're having a good time and we're together. And so like even in grace groups, when I lead those, like I love it when it's like we're all humming and rolling together in a way that makes sense. So I don't love to disrupt that. So like I don't love to be the one that brings this disruption. And it can feel like sometimes if you're just truthing something, it can feel disruptive in different ways. Sometimes that's the right thing to do. But I'm naturally a little bit grace bent. So the question of how do I balance that? And how would I encourage you as a group leader to balance your bias would be have scripture that clearly emphasizes the other side of that, that you either have memorized or that you go back to. So I've told the staff this, but Ezekiel 2 is that for me, where God is telling Ezekiel as a prophet, tell them what I've told you to tell them, and whether they listen or fail to listen because they're rebellious people, basically you've done your job. Sure. So I'm reminded it's not so much, did they do everything I said or whatever? It's like, tell them the truth. Now, I don't get to not be gracious in that, but as someone maybe biased towards giving too much grace, that reminds me and challenges me to give truth.
Awesome. Jake, what's been one of the hardest situations you face in trying to balance grace and truth?
Yeah, I think it's, this is maybe a, not a particular situation, but a type of situation that I find myself in is, and I'll bring this directly into group life, where there's somebody who says something in a group, and you guys will probably populate an example of this as you're hearing this, where you know in your soul, you're like, you got to address that. Mm-hmm. Like what they said was like, man, it wasn't all wrong, but it wasn't all right, you know? Yeah. And you have to discern in that moment, how do I make sure I am lifting high truth? I'm also saying that's not right, while also not making them feel uncomfortable unnecessarily or making them feel like they're not safe to share certain things. So it might not be like the hardest, but it's never not tricky when that happens. And so I think, as you guys surely know, there's discernment in that of like, okay, how much do I say right now? And I go, hey, it's actually a great thought, but, or sure, yeah. There's truth in what you're saying, but I think the thing that we also need to say is this, you know? Yeah. So there's a way you don't have to like push them down to lift up truth. And that's where I think even grace and truth can come together of like, hey, I love your thought process on that, or I love how you're thinking about the love of God or whatever, but we can't forget this too. And so the challenge is wrestling with both of those. So yeah. I would say that sort of situation as a group leader for me is a time where I'm like, my grace and truth discernment meter has to go way high to go, how do I navigate that moment?
Yeah.
Do you feel like those conversations differ, like depending on if somebody says something like in a group setting versus like a one-on-one conversation?
100%. Yeah. Yeah. In a group setting, again, in a one-on-one setting, you just have to manage the emotion and the conversation with one person. But in a group setting, that's what makes it difficult is you're trying to both interact with a person and with the group at large. And so that's a part of the tricky part and why I hope as group leaders, like, we're always trying to grow in our skill of just navigating conversations, because you're trying to love and care for and be sensitive to that person and also make sure the whole group is hearing the right thing. This happened a long time ago for me, leading a grace group probably like 8 years ago now, where somebody said about evangelism, the basic essence of their point was like, we should only do it when the opportunity is like incredibly obvious and like the Spirit of God makes this total layup opportunity.
Interesting.
And I got the point of what they were saying, but I'm like, I can't let the group think that's actually true.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think those are great moments,
right?
But I also think we should go out of our way to try to create moments to evangelize. Yeah. And so, but I tried to grace and truth that, but it ended up being a point of friction for that person because they felt in the moment, like I was saying, not necessarily they're wrong, but they weren't all right.
Yeah.
And even like the sermon, depending on when this comes out for group leaders that Keith just preached on, like that can create distance and resistance, you know? Yeah. That can be tricky to both navigate what that person is feeling and how the group is engaging that moment.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you have any advice for group leaders who are maybe trying to like better disciple their own group members to also have a better balance with this? Like, do you have any advice for them on how they can do that?
Yeah, couple different things. One, don't be mean about this, but be direct. Be grace and truthful about this. That you don't get to hide behind your personality.
Yeah.
You should know your personality, know your bias, but that doesn't get to be an excuse to not be godly.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't get to say, I'm an introvert, so I don't like conflict. It's like, okay, that's helpful to know that, but that doesn't mean you get to be unchristlike in whatever that is. So I think that's important of like, helping them know and understand themselves, but not letting that be an excuse for them. So that's a discipleship point I'd give to somebody in my group to give to somebody they're discipling or leading.
Yeah.
So know yourself, but don't make excuses for yourself. Know scripture that speaks to this. So, man, we should be moved in Easter season, as we're in that right now, to like see the truth and grace of Jesus in different ways And so that should compel us to go, I better have a deep sense of care and concern for these people. I also need to be reminded of and challenged that I don't get to not be truthful. Like the best thing I can bring them is the truth and just let that sit in their soul in whatever way that needs to be done. So scripture and how that informs it of like, hopefully you're not trying to just give great advice even. You're trying to point them to scripture that's great, that has great advice. And so there's a difference in that. So I think teaching them to help people know their personality, to help know what scriptures inform this. Also be honest about yourself.
Yeah.
So like even what you guys asked me a moment ago, like left to myself, I'm going to be too nice sometimes. I'm going to not say the hard thing. Or I'm going to say just enough of it so that I can sleep well at night of going like, I said it. But we hear at Grace say sometimes, like what happens often is you have the conversation, but you don't have the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, I talked to him about that. But it's like, did you really? Did they hear it?
Yeah.
Did they feel it?
Yeah.
And so if I share that with somebody, then they're like, oh, well, you struggle with this too. Of course we do. You know, of course I do.
Yeah,
so being vulnerable and having your own journey of growth in this, not only for your own godliness, but for your own leadership, that can help them have some insight for how to lead others.
That's really good. I can think of like three sets of group leaders off the top of my head that were so full of truth with so little grace that you could see over time their group shrank and there were rumblings.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that's a struggle. But anyways, Jake, as we close this out, what nugget or two would you like to leave group leaders with?
Yeah, I'll give you guys a quote. So if you're driving, don't write this down or anything. but this is something I saw coming up in the business world of like what makes a healthy like culture in a business world. And like this is one of the buzzwords I'm hearing more now, but it's called psychological safety. Mm. And I actually think the result of grace and truth led well results in what I'm about to say to you. So here's what psychological safety is. And here's what I think a great group environment is. All right. So I exchanged the word like work environment for group environment as I read this. All right. So here's what it says. Psychological safety is the belief that the group environment is safe for interpersonal risk taking. The concept refers to the experience of feeling able to speak up with relevant ideas, questions, or concerns. Psychological safety is present when colleagues or group members trust and respect each other and feel able, I love this, even obligated to be candid. In psychologically safe environments, people believe that if they make a mistake or ask for help, others will not react badly. Instead, candor is both allowed and expected. Wow. I say all that to say, if you do grace and truth well, I think that will be the feeling of your group. Group members will go, I can express frustration with God in this space. Sure. I can express doubt about a verse or a story, or I can ask a hard question, or I can say out loud something that's been really vulnerable in my life. And so I just leave that with you group leaders to say, grace and truth is not only something we do to honor God, it's also something we do to bless and love others. And if we do that really well, I think those sort of environments, everything I just read, will be true of our groups. And then people will ask good questions, they'll bring their honest self, which we all want, and then we'll get to disciple and love and serve even better. So that's what I'd leave you guys with.
Awesome. Love that. Group leaders, I pray that you have found something valuable here with Jake's words and encouragement to us. We'll see you next week.